Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for being here today. Our hope is that these couple of minutes would offer encouragement for your day. And if you find it helpful, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing it with a friend through social media, sending them to the website, weekdaypodcast.com. We would love to help encourage as many people as possible. In fact, such a gift, not long ago, I got to talk to several folks that listen to the podcast. They don't live local to where our church is, where we record these, but they listen pretty faithfully. And it was just super encouraging to hear that God was using these simple little episodes in their life, and we're so grateful. Well, in the book of Zephaniah, there's some interesting things going on. In Zephaniah chapter 1, there's this sense that God's going to judge his people, that there is what he calls the great day of the Lord. And this is a major theme in Scripture, and especially in prophecy and end times. And then in chapter 2, God begins to zoom out a little bit, and he talks about judging the world around the nation of Israel. Now, a lot of times when the nation of Israel heard about the great day of the Lord and they heard about God judging the nations, I think they got a little excited about it. They were hopeful God's going to judge all of these other awful nations that have done terrible things against him and against us. God, you go get them. But what's interesting is in the midst of this judgment, God does not overlook his people. In fact, in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 2, he says this to them. He says, "Gather together, gather yourselves together, you shameful nation, before the decree takes effect and that day passes like the windblown chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's wrath comes upon you." So the great tension here is that while they're excited about God judging everybody else, God says to them, his own people, "I'm going to judge you. So while you have time, while there's still margin, come back to me." And so this is where this idea of the practical atheist comes in, because there's a lot of people, even in our generation, that would say, "Yes, God judge everybody else but me." And what a practical atheist is, somebody that believes that God is real, but they live as though he's not in charge. Let me say that again. A practical atheist is somebody that believes that God is real. They say, "I follow him, of course I know him," but the way they live denies that he's in charge of their life. And so there's three symptoms of this, I think, in our lives when we say one thing but do something else. One of the symptoms is self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency is anytime we think, "Man, I've got this. I don't need anybody else's help. I don't need God's help. I've got this together. I'm going to be productive. I'm going to map it out myself." A second symptom is self-importance. Self-importance is when we think we're more valuable than we really are, and we begin to think the world revolves around us, which leads to the third symptom of self-exaltation. Everybody look at me. And what's so dangerous about all of this is the same thing that was undergirding the mentality of the world around them, pride and arrogance, had leaked its way in to the church. And inside of God's people, there was the sense of self-sufficiency, self-importance, self-exaltation. And so even though with their lips they would say, "God, you're in charge," with their lives, they were still living for themselves. And so I find that very sobering for us to think about in our own lives. Is our life in integrity? Does our life match up with what we say with our lips and what we live with our lives? And anytime there's a gap, there's an opportunity for us to do what he says in chapter 2, to return to him. In fact, there's three phrases that he says that I find so powerful. He says, firstly, "Seek the Lord." In other words, turn in repentance. Then he says, "Seek righteousness." Choose to focus on God, because when we do, we see the gaps that are in our life. And then seek humility, which means that we come back to this place where we submit to him and we rely on him and we say, "God, I depend on you." And so today I want to encourage you, if there's any place that you see pride and arrogance taking root, suss that out today so that you and I can avoid being practical atheists. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.